Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, you can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Right now we go back to the fan hotline, which is brought to you by the workers' compensation law firm of Hall & Capitis. And my buddy Joel Hanrahan, always excited to talk to him. In fact, you know, Joel, you were like one of the last people I think I talked to in Florida. My last day at work there was the game in Lakeland before you guys had a day off, and then everything, all hell broke loose after that. I know you yelled at me in the dugout for not maintaining proper social distance. That was kind of funny, but it's amazing how quickly things changed in a very short period of time over, three or four days right after that.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we thought this was going to be a week to 2 week thing, and we thought hopefully it would all go away real quickly, and here we are still dealing with it, and it's unfortunate, but it looks like we're heading in the right direction here soon.
Yeah, well, you guys have done the Pirates have been victims of, they've been kind of collateral damage. I know Key Brian Hayes had an issue, Polanco had an issue with testing and stuff, but other than the kind of the collateral damage where stuff had happened to scheduled opponents in Altoona, it sounds like you guys have, the Pirates have been good, and it sounds like everything's gone fairly, as smoothly as can be expected given the circumstances in Altoona. Is that accurate?
Yeah, we all here in Altoona have been doing our part. Our trainers here, Drew Scott and Justin Aarons, have been doing a phenomenal job of keeping us in check. And I think Brian Esposito set the bar straight at the beginning. Is, look, guys, like, everybody in this room has a chance to get to the big leagues, and if you're healthy, then you really do have a chance. And that kind of stuck with everybody. Let's don't be the one to mess this up for everybody. And you'd hate to be the guy that comes from Altoona and goes to Pittsburgh and brings in the virus up there and starts the downfall of the major league season. So we've been taking it pretty seriously. We've got great cooks here. The guys have been doing a great job of keeping us fueled up and energized and as clean as possible as we can. And guys are taking the protocol seriously. It's not a joke to us. And we've come this far, and we can finish it strong now. And hopefully get through this season and hope for some normalcy next year.
Yeah, we're talking to Joel Hanrahan here on Bucco Talk. I'm Jim Colony, and before I get to some individual players and the work that you've done with them specifically, personally, what do you guys do down there? Because all you can do is play games against one another, and if you look at the roster, there are only two outfielders there, guys that are listed as outfielders. There are a whole bunch of pitchers, and it seems to me that it would get pretty old, doing simulated games and live batting practice and all of that stuff. What have you guys done in Altoona to keep things fresh for those guys?
That's it, man. That's it. You just nailed it. I mean, we've been doing simulated games against ourselves every day for about 65 days now, 70 days. It's really all we can do to get these guys live innings and live at-bats. Miguel Perez played right field yesterday. He was the Greensboro manager last year. He made some diving catches out there. John Donnelly's been playing third base. Jonathan Johnson's been in the outfield. So the staff members have been getting out there just to make it more realistic of having a body out there. You know, we've had days when it's rained where we've had the tarp halfway on the field and just the mound and the plate are uncovered because, you know, we've got a two-man grounds crew here. We're just doing everything we can to get out there and give these guys as many reps as possible. I think today we have a 6-versus-6 inning game. So, you know, we'll do two guys, six innings. And, you know, it's tough. You know, you face five guys in one inning and you end up facing the same guy twice sometimes. But, you know, the reality of it is that all 30 teams are doing the same thing. Yeah, I've got some buddies in bubbles that are playing and coaching. And, you know, you kind of reach out to those guys and see what's going on. And everybody's doing it the same. Yeah, I've gotten really good at calling balls and strikes as an umpire from second base. Players don't really agree with me, but I think I'm pretty awesome at it. Yesterday we had an inning with three virtual outs because, you know, us coaches don't move as well in the outfield, but, you know, realistically, that you know, these are plays that are probably going to get made in the big leagues, double A, triple A. So, you know, three fly balls that fell in that we all called out. So it's,
yeah,
we just
well, you don't want to pull a muscle, Joel, not at your age. You don't want to pull a muscle at your age. That would be ugly.
No, definitely not. Golf season's coming up for me here soon.
it's been golf season for a lot of us for a long time.
Yeah.
I want to ask you specifically about some players because things have been, I mean, it's and you've watched from afar. You saw the beginning of the season was just awful over the first 20. And then the second 20 games, Pirates went 10-10. So, at least a 500 team during the middle stretch. One of the reasons for that has been Jeff Hartlieb. And I know since I saw him, I can't remember if it was last spring or the spring before, you know, here's an intriguing guy. You know, a big dude, he was a basketball player, throws hard, and yet was also hit hard. And I know that you worked with him starting in spring training, and also this year in Altoona before he came up. What are the changes that Hartlieb has been able to make that turned him into just a guy who can throw hard to a guy that actually pitches?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look back at his stats from last year in the big leagues, I know Oscar and Mess did some digging on it, and I did some looking at it as well. If you look at where Hartlieb got beat last year, every pitch was right down the middle. You know, so he was just throwing his sinker as hard as he could down the middle and hoping to work. And right now, you know, he's throwing hard, but he's also under control. You know, he tried to do some things with elevating four seams up in the zone, which really isn't his game. He's got a power sinker. And, I think when he realized like, look, I've got a power sinker and a breaking ball, I'm going to go out there with my best weapons and I'm going to get beat. You know, if I'm going to get beat, I'm going down with my best stuff. And, you know, really he's gone after guys with that sinker and a little bit of a slider. And, you know, he's worked really hard on trying to get those come out of the same release and tunnel them together so they look like the same pitch for as long as possible. And, you know, he really put in a lot of work when he was down here in Altoona and, you know, just kind of went after guys and said, here it is, this is it, this is what I got. And it's worked out good for him.
Yeah, I think you had Sam Howard for a little bit too, right, in Altoona before he came up. Kind of the same little thumbnail sketch on him and what he's been able to do to be successful?
Yeah, so Sam came in, really liked the guy, was just struggling, man. I mean, I say struggling like it was, I mean, everything he threw up there, they were hitting it. And he came in one day and said, hey, look, I was looking at this video. Somehow my hands shifted and you know, I've kind of changed my whole mechanics. And I said, well, yeah, that's completely different, this video. So he brought the video to me. I said, well, let's go fix it. And he worked hard in the dry work in the bullpen. And, you know, we got on the mound and did some short bullpens with him and got him back to where he was at last year with Colorado. Somehow along the lines, he kind of changed his mechanics somehow. And we got him back to where he was last year and told him, hey, man, that your slider is a weapon. You know, you throw that thing, you just let it eat. And if you can move it around the zone, that'll be great. And, you know, pair that with your fastball that spins well. And you know, he clicked for him when he was here. And you could see it, that light bulb go off. And he was like, oh, man, I'm back. And once he got back, he said, I'm ready. And he got the opportunity to go up to the big leagues and hasn't looked back since. So he was a fun one to work with. Because at the beginning, man, it was a struggle. It was a real struggle. And I felt bad for the kid. And then he took it upon himself and, you know, did some digging and he got back to where he needed to be. So, been happy to watch him up there succeeding.
And lastly, one guy, I know we talked about him in Bradenton, and I don't know if he's not exactly like you were years ago, but Blake Cederlund, he is intriguing as all get out. And is there a chance that we're going to see him this year? And whether or not we do or don't, can you give us a progress report on what he's been doing?
Yeah, man, I really do hope you guys get a chance to see him this year. I know he's traveling with the taxi squad, so he's there. I don't know what the plans are for him, but, the beginning for him was kind of a struggle coming back from being sick. And, his last outing, he looked like the guy that I saw last year and the guy in spring training where, he was out there under control, letting it eat and not worrying about anything. And, kind of had that chip on his shoulder, like, I'm the man, I can do this. So it was good to see him get back to that level. Now it's just, waiting for an opportunity, and hopefully we get to see him up there sometime, because, I think once we see him up there, he's gonna take off with it, and we won't see him back in the minor leagues, hopefully.
All right. Now, hey, Joel, thanks a lot. I wish we had more time. I got to run. I appreciate you taking the time, and, I may never see you face to face again, but, hopefully maybe next spring.
Yeah.
Things will get back to normal. Thanks for joining us, and best of luck to you.
You got your cooler of Natty Lights ready for the football game today, don't you?
not quite yet. I still got another hour of this show to go. But
okay.
Afternoon's
all right,
coming. All right, thanks, Joel. We'll see you later.
You got it. All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.